It's a central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Great Allegheny Passage runs 150 miles between Pittsburgh and Cumberland, Maryland. And this year, the Allegheny Trail Alliance is celebrating as it nears its completion. Jennifer Shveta Jordan, host of the Allegheny Front, heard Saturday mornings on WESA, took a short trip in the Pittsburgh section at the western terminus of the trail in a rickshaw with a company called Green Gears Pedicab.
Hello?
Hello?
You're going to be my driver?
Yes.
Levi Petler. And Seth Gernot is here. He's a vice president with the Allegheny Trail Alliance, the coalition of trail groups. He's been working on the trail for decades. Thanks for coming out.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So, Levi, will you take us down to the place where this trail kind of ends?
Okay.
Seth, maybe we can talk about the history of the trail. This trail started in 1978. When the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy bought 26 miles of railroad, this was a time when passenger and freight railroads were becoming retired.
This was definitely a new concept to take an old rail line and change it into a recreational path. Because a lot of people saw this corridor. It's been a transportation corridor for trains for so many decades and very prosperous at times. And many people thought of maybe we need to put a road. Maybe cars should go through here. Maybe this should be something else other than a bike trail. So really, it was an experiment at first. And it was centered around Ohio Pile, very much a recreational area. And it was an instant success. The train is definitely a part of the trails. It's kind of fun because you're riding along, and it's very silent, very majestic. And then all of a sudden, you have a train that's on the other side of the river that sometimes they'll pull the horn and go right past you.
Do you have a favorite section of the trail?
If you get about 75 miles down the trail out into Ohio Pile, there are a couple of bridges, very beautiful bridges. One's called the High and one's the Low Bridge. They're very, very scenic. There's also a couple of very long viaducts and very long tunnels. In fact, the Big Savage Tunnel, it's over a half mile long, and you're riding up to it, and you're definitely in the woods. And as soon as you pop out, you get this incredible, just scenic view, and you realize, oh, I am in the mountain.
Talk about what we're seeing here, Seth.
This is one of the two final gaps in the gap that's being finished this year. We're standing on the new asphalt.
Still smells
like fresh asphalt. We're actually looking at, we're looking upriver, and we're looking at the new fences that are being put in. There's a very solid fence in between the scrapyard and the trail. That's obviously to protect all the cyclists.
Now, when people get to this point, because they will have been coming from Maryland, how many miles will they have ridden to here?
There'll be approximately 140 miles under their tires at this point. And the point we're at right now, they'll go about another mile or two, and they'll actually enter into the city limits for Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, let's try that.
Let's do it. We're going downriver now, so we should probably hit Mach 2, Mach 3 at any point. Possibly go back to the future.
I hope so. Where we're going, we won't need roads.
Right.
It's the trail.
We're coming up to Grant Street. Grant Street is one of those famous downtown streets. Has some, the Steel Tower is there. The county courthouse is right there. Some of the most really amazing buildings are right on Grant Street. And so this is definitely not the trail experience that people are used to. Because if you can imagine, they've been riding this really scenic trail in the middle of the woods, and all of a sudden now we're in downtown Pittsburgh. So, the sooner that Pittsburgh can put in protected bike lane, the sooner that we can complete the switch back down to the Mon Wharf, the happier people will be, because you get a reputation. The section of trail that goes from Cumberland to Washington, D.C., online and in other ways, had a reputation of being a bumpier, a muddier trail. It definitely is a bumpier, muddier trail, but the Park Service has done a great job to make it more and more smooth. They've put down more limestone. They fixed a lot of the potholes and the puddles and the things along the way, and the reputation has become better and better. Pittsburgh's going to find out just how quickly word travels and how quickly word spreads about what the connection is or isn't when people come into town. And go left around this. It's a little afternoon on a Monday morning, so we have plenty of car traffic. Lots of people walking out from their jobs to grab lunch. And it's a beautiful sunny day.
So why now? Why are you celebrating the completion now, if you do still have this downtown Pittsburgh,
you have to ask yourself, why not celebrate? Some of the biggest gaps that we have were the sandcastle segment and the little segment right next to that along the railroad tracks. So if you can imagine someone riding in from Washington, D.C., what they're looking to do is they're looking to get to Pittsburgh. The sections of the gap by Sandcastle that weren't completed really stopped people from getting to the heart of downtown. So with this being completed on June 15th, people can make it right here all the way on the trail.
Okay, before they would have had to illegally be on the craggy kind of
railroad. Yeah, they would have had to be trespassing or taking a very, very unsafe road.
Okay, Seth, what are we looking at?
All right, we're standing just next to the Allegheny River, right maybe 100 feet away from the confluence of the Monongahela River. Allegheny creates the Ohio, and we're looking down at the sidewalk, and there's a construction fence right now, but we're looking at the fountain. The fountain has a little bit of water in it. It's not turned on yet, and we're looking at the sidewalk that is going right down to the point, right down to the forks of the Ohio, and that's right where the big marker is going to be placed, and it will say the western terminus of the Great Allegheny Passage.
Exciting, huh?
It's very exciting. It's been this, this whole celebration, this Western Terminus has been in the making for decades and decades. So I know, for one, I'm really excited about this ride. It's going to be great to be able to roll into Point State Park with hundreds, if not thousands, of people and just celebrate all that's happened.
We've come to the end of our ride. Thanks so much, Levi, for pedaling us around with green gears.
Anytime.
And Seth Gernot with the Allegheny Trail Alliance. We've been talking about the completion of the Great Allegheny Passage. So we'll see you on the trail.
Yeah, see you on June 15th for Point Made.
And you just heard the mention of Point Made. That's a series of celebratory bike rides between Cumberland and Pittsburgh, happening between June 7th and June 15th. For more information, visit the Essential Pittsburgh page at WESA.FM.